Hello friends, how are you today? Welcome to another episode of Being Like Jesus. We're still on our series, learning about that we can count on God. And today is the last day. And we are learning that God can use you. God can use you. We'll be reading from Luke chapter 1, verse 46. Luke chapter 1, verse 46 and 47. It says, then Mary said, my soul praises the Lord. My heart is happy because God is my Savior. God can use you. Mary wasn't a religious leader. She wasn't the head of this or in charge of that. She wasn't rich or famous. Mary was simply Mary. She was young and poor, and she lived in Nazareth, a dusty village that everyone looked down on. Because she was a Jew, the Romans ruled over her. Because she was a girl living in Bible times, she didn't have the best education. Because she was young, the older women always came first. And because she was poor, the rich thought they were better than her. In other words, Mary was as ordinary as you can get. Why would God choose her to be the mother of his son? Because Mary's heart was not ordinary. When the angel came and told Mary that she would be the mother of Jesus, she knew everything in her life would change, and those changes would be hard on her. But Mary didn't sputter or stutter. She didn't say, thanks for asking, Lord, but I'd rather not. She didn't ask, are you sure you have the right girl for this? Or, wouldn't Chloe be a better choice? No, Mary didn't say any of those things. But look at what she did say. I am the servant girl of the Lord. Let this happen to me as you say. We find that in Luke chapter 1, verse 38. Then Mary praised the Lord for giving her the chance to be a part of his plan. And that is why God chose Mary. God wants to use you in his plans too. You don't have to be perfect or popular. You don't have to be an important leader or speaker. You don't have to be rich or famous. You don't have to have it all figured out. In fact, you don't have to be any of the things that the world says are important. You just need a heart like Mary's, a heart that is willing to say, I am the servant of the Lord. Let everything happen to me just as you say. Are you ready to make that commitment to God today? Let us pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we thank you for your word that we have heard today. Thank you for all that we have learned in this series and how you have reminded us that we can always count on you. Thank you for today's lesson. Lord, and just like Mary, we say that we are your servant. What can we do for you today? Help us always to remember that and always to make that commitment to you at all times. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. That's it for today. Till same time tomorrow, to have